is the way it all shakes out. No one did anybody anything. No one did you guys any favors, and that means it's just all on you. I mean, would you guys prefer it that way, or it would you mind some help?
No, I mean, I think the great thing is, I mean, I don't think we expected an easy road, and I don't think we want an easy road. Every game that we've had, we've been battle tested. I'm excited for you know, for this game going up to New York. You know, it's a good team. It really is, and they have a good run game, good pass game. So I'm excited, you know, to see how we respond after this bye week. Going away. We've had a good road percentage. Every time we've hit the road, I thought we played very well, you know, with the exception of Chicago. So I think we have a great test, but I think we're looking forward to it.
And the way you guys have this now six-game sprint, I mean, it essentially is what it is, as refreshed as you can be after week 11. What's the sense of this group coming into this stretch?
I mean, I think, you know, we got Gray coming back. You know, it's exciting to see him out there. I think this team, it was a great bye week, mentally, physically, spiritually. You know, you're able to step away, kind of let yourself kind of regenerate in a sense. And I think we're ready to hit this streak. But more importantly, I think we're ready to hit this week, you know, get ready for the Jets and go up there. And like I said, we have a test. And I think we're ready to step up to it. But we got to do everything that we've done previously to get us to this point.
Jets, I know their record might not show, but it seems like they've improved here the past couple of games they've been and only lost by 7 points or less in their last four games. So what are your initial impressions on them and McCown?
Like I said, I think they have a good run game, and I think what McCown's doing is, I mean, every time I watch him on film and the more games I watch him, he's more athletic than I ever expected, and that's a compliment to what I've seen. And he has a really strong arm, and they have some speed out there, and they have a veteran wide receiver as a first. You know, an athletic tight end. So I truly believe. I mean, you look at what we did last year. We lost six games by 3 points or less. So you could say we're a 6-10 team, which is what your record indicates, or you're a much better team than that. You just weren't able to close or finish off games or whatever the case is. And I think that's kind of where the Jets are right now, is where they've been in close games. They have to figure out a way to finish off games or figure out a way to come back, you know, and get those wins when you need them the most. So it's a week by week basis, and the Jets are a good team, and I'm excited to go up there and play them.
Kurt, you watch the Redskins Saints ending, and
honestly, I caught the very end of that game, and I really wasn't watching too much because I was still on daddy duty during the bye week. So I was kind of peeking back and forth, and, you know, and I saw a 15-point lead go down to 7, obviously. But you know, it's football. That is life. You got to have those comeback wins, you know, if you want to continue to make it all the way into the dance. All it is about getting to the dance, and everyone, it's eat or get eaten. So you know, they had a good win. It's a good win at home, and we'll see them in a couple weeks.
Is that how you spent the bye week? Was on daddy duty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked it though. It was great. I got to do some really, really awesome things with my kids.
Like what? What'd you get to do? Anything exciting?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you consider exciting. I got to go to my daughter's kindergarten class and spend the day with her.
That's pretty exciting.
I get to drop my kids off at school. You know, we get to just enjoy each other's company. So it was fun.
Definitely. What's Thanksgiving like? Look like in the Coleman household?
This year will be different. We'll be eating with some friends since our house isn't ready. But you know, it's time to be thankful. Grateful for all the things and spend it with the people that you love, you know, and admire.